The world moves too fast. The morning alarm blares before we've even had a full night's sleep. Messages flood our phones before our feet touch the ground. The pressures of life come knocking before we've even had a chance to breathe. Work deadlines, family responsibilities, financial burdens, and the constant stream of bad news from around the world all build up, pressing down on our hearts like an unbearable weight. We wake up tired, we go to sleep exhausted, and in between, we run on fumes, hoping that maybe tomorrow will bring relief. But deep down, we know the truth. The world isn't slowing down anytime soon. If anything, it's only getting louder, more demanding, and more relentless. And so, we push ourselves harder, convincing ourselves that if we can just get through this week, this month, this year, we will finally find peace. But will we? The truth is, no matter how much we accomplish, no matter how perfectly we try to organize our lives, the weariness remains. There's always another bill to pay, another crisis to face, another expectation to meet. And even when we do manage to carve out a moment of rest, it never seems to last. Have you ever felt like you just needed to get away from everything? That if you could just escape for a little while, on a vacation, on a break, or a retreat, you could finally breathe again? And yet, even after the most relaxing getaway, the moment we return to reality, the weight comes crashing back down. That's because the kind of rest we truly need is not just physical. It's not found in a break from responsibilities or a weekend without obligations. The rest we need is deeper. It's the rest of the soul. Jesus understood this better than anyone. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, he offers an invitation so simple, yet so profound. 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. 29, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. 30, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Did you catch that? Jesus is not just offering a temporary break. He's offering rest for our souls, a rest that is deeper than a good night's sleep or a few days off work. A rest that doesn't vanish when life gets chaotic again. This verse is what this chapter is focused on. We cannot escape the chaos. The problem is, we live in a world that does not value rest or inner tranquility. The world tells us that our worth is found in our productivity. The busier we are, the more important we must be. That if we're not constantly hustling, striving, achieving, then we're falling behind. Look around, stress has become a badge of honor. People compete over who's the busiest, who's the most overwhelmed, and who's sacrificing the most sleep for their dreams. And yet, beneath it all, there's a quiet desperation. We are exhausted, but we don't know how to stop. This is not the life God intended for us. He never designed us to be slaves to the demands of the world. In fact, from the very beginning, God established a rhythm of rest. In Genesis, after creating the heavens and the earth, God himself rested on the seventh day, Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Not because he was tired, but to set an example, to show us that rest is holy, necessary, and a gift. But somewhere along the way, we lost sight of that